We have the count? Christmas Sweet 16 right now.
Yeah, this is garbage.
It is garbage, and I'm not happy with the results, but we had four songs left in the final four yesterday.
What drunk person spent all day refreshing their computer and voting for these garbage choices is what I want to know.
Some of the songs that were nominated at the very beginning in the Sweet 16.
Feliz Navidad.
Or
then one foggy Christmas Eve
didn't make it. Also,
R.I.P.
didn't make it.
Have a holly jolly.
See ya.
Didn't make it. Here are two songs that went head to head yesterday in bracket one.
Last Christmas gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away.
Versus.
You will get.
Classic, stunning, beautiful.
When you hear voices sing.
The winning song in bracket one, Last Christmas versus Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, remember you voted, is this.
Last Christmas.
Unbelievable!
The very next day.
Personally, I don't have a problem with this one. I'm not as passionate about, you know, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, I am. Okay. You can't celebrate Christmas without that song.
Here are the other two in the other bracket on the other side of the board. We have
people argue that that isn't even a Christmas song. It's a Christmas instrumental. There's no sing-along to this.
That is true, but you can air conduct to it.
Oh, okay. Good point.
You're in band. You know what it is to be a conductor. You can, like, air conduct to it.
You don't have to have been in band to know what it, you can make up what a conductor does.
You probably would, but you wouldn't get the beats right, so let's move on. Here's Fine. The song that went up again.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
So the song that is moving on to the top two, the finals, is this song. So our final two online right now, and Fallon is wide-eyed in amazement, astonishment, and disgust.
Because there aren't, they like, it's just.
What should have made it? What should have been number one?
I guess I honestly assumed it would be a very classic. Because both, like, neither of those are classics. They're older now. But, like, I thought it'd be Rockin' on the Christmas Tree or, yes, this one.
On an open fire.
You know, it's 2020 and the world is changing, Fallon.
I this is proving my point that staying at home, going stir crazy, and an overabundance of access to booze because you go and the liquor stores aren't shut down proves why these are the top two choices.
Here are your top two choices. This is the choice. Choices for tomorrow. Which one should be the overall winner and should have been All I Want for Christmas Is You? Because I really thought that would be the winner. I really, truly did. And no. So which one? If you're going to vote for one of those, I would say Last Christmas.
Yeah, I feel like Trans-Siberian Orchestra is going to win simply because I cannot believe it's made it this far. So obviously there are some. What's the abbreviate? What are they? TB? What do they call them?
What now?
TSO. Thank you, God. I couldn't think of it. TSO. The big TSOers out there.
Yeah.
They put this on a Facebook fan club page, and they're going hard.
They might have. Matt from up in Monticello said, I'm crying happy tears. No, Mariah Carey. Yay. Text us with your name. If you got a name, put it on the end of your text. I like that. Dwight Schrute would be so happy. I guess Dwight Schrute loves one of those songs. I'm not really sure which one. This Christmas Sweet 16 makes me so mad. Wham is trash. Another text message says, throw away the whole bracket. Start over.
Yep, this bracket's a mess. Christmas is canceled. Both suck.
Okay. There's your that's your job, though. Your job now is to vote for both of those two. Which one you want to vote for? Go online, because tomorrow morning around this time, we will have a winner.